Good evening, Europe!
Good evening and a very warm welcome to the Eurovision Showcase right here on Forest FM. I'm your host, Kieran Aritasiet. Sit back and relax. I'm going to entertain you with some Eurovision Song Contest music all the way till the top of the hour.
Hi, this is Sahat from San Marino.
Hello, this is Demi from Greece.
Hi, this is Sib from Switzerland. You're listening to
Eurovision Showcase
on Forest FM.
Ora si semo troquet, ora c'endure. A crepa no ca con godeti gaeta ime bora e zorita ubi semran timera buloi strera fundi te da shurisa
Boka, representing Albania at the Eurovision Song Contest 2008 in Belgrade, Serbia, with that amazingly beautiful song, Zarem Alema Peng, which is quite difficult for an English speaker to say now, I think. So it means in English, anyway, we gambled our hearts. Yes, it's a very thoughtful song representing Albania. It ended up coming... a very respectable 17th place, I'd say. I think it was, with 55 points. It was very well received. And it was a beautiful song. It was performed third on the night of the grand final, just after the UK entry, which we had the sweet, lovely Andy Abraham with Even If. But obviously, we didn't do very well because we came joint last with Poland and Germany that night. That didn't go down well. No, we all got 12 points, but, yeah, technically we came last because we got lower amount of points from countries, where Germany got 12 points and Poland got some 10s and stuff, so it was a bit, yeah. Anyway, well, a 10. But anyways, this Albanian entry is basically a very dark themed song, where basically the lyrics revolve around the love sickness and the pain of separation from a loved one. And it was reworked in Italy not long after Festival di Kengis, the 46th edition. We just had the 59th edition this year. Oh dear. So yeah, what a great song, and I hope you enjoyed it. A bit of class coming from Albania. Right, if you want to get in contact with the Eurovision Showcase, right here on Forest FM 92.3 and 98.9 FM, then please do. You can find all the details on our website, escshowcase.com. Of course, you can follow us on Twitter at escshowcase, and our Facebook page is called the Eurovision Showcase. You can also send us an email, escshowcase@gmail.com. Now, we've got some requests coming up very, very shortly here. We also have Rob's random request as well. Now, earlier this week in my discoveries of Eurovision, which happens almost on a weekly basis throughout the year, I found the beautiful album from Sofia Nezaradze. Now, Sofia represented Georgia at the 2010 Eurovision Song Contest with the song Shine. Now, she ended up coming ninth, and she released an album in 2014, and it was called We Are All. And for short, it's WAA on the album cover. Very bizarre. But I think Sofia, and this is coming from a gay man now, is probably the most beautifulest woman ever to have performed at Eurovision. I think so. She looked gorgeous. And she really did. And I love Georgia's entry in 2010. For me, it is my favourite entry of the 2010 Eurovision Song Contest. I think it is that good. Yeah, okay, the performance was a bit over the top, but I loved it. I don't care what anybody says. And that's what it's like. So, I'm going to play you the extended album version. Yes, which technically would have been the single version, but it wasn't the Eurovision song. So, slightly extended and I think beefed up a bit, which is really quite nice. So, here we go. Enough of me rambling and gushing over Sofia Nezaradze. So, but here he is. Here she is, sorry. Oh my gosh. Sofia Nezaradze with Shine, Georgia 2010. This is the extended album version.
Who can ever tell the color of a soul? And the memories we keep from long ago, do we ever really know each other's past? You can't go back to before, but to
Don't be
That is Portugal 1981 here on the Eurovision Showcase, and that was Carlos Peixão with Playback. That came 18th in 1981 with only 9 points, but it's literally a legendary song in Portugal. Even sort of casual Eurovision viewers in Portugal would know that song. And it did really well over there, as you can imagine. Right, time to move on to our first request of the evening. Yes, and we're going to say hello to the lovely Jonathan Brett Warren. Hello, Jonathan. Lovely to hear from you. And he's up in London and he listens to the show all the time on our forestfm.co.uk website, of course. And if he misses out, he'll obviously listen back via Mixcloud and Spotify, which you can do too by just searching for the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. We are there whenever you need us. So Jonathan has a request, and as he is going through Melody Festival 1990 with his recent requests, of course I can do the same, and he has requested the song that came sixth in the Swedish National Final of 1990 from Lisette Paulsson, and the song that he would like me to play is called Sången över havet, which means in English, the song over the sea. Yeah, it's really sweet. So here we go. Here is the lovely Lisette Paulsson with Sången över havet. Tack så mycket to all of our Swedish listeners.
Scott Mills, and you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Some people let go, some people let love slip away. Yeah. But I'm gonna hold on when no one believes, I'll keep the faith. And I know that we're in trouble. But I swear that we'll survive if we were deep sea divers. No one came to find us. If you had nothing left, I'd give you mine.
but I swear that we'll survive. If we were deep sea divers, no one came to find us. If you had nothing left, I'd give you my last breath.
James Newman, My Last Breath. That was the UK entry for 2020. But didn't happen, did it?
Miss 2020. No, we don't miss 2020 at all, actually.
I was just about to slap you, dear. I was like, what are you going on about? Where have you been?
Well, I'm hibernating.
Yeah, well, yeah, so you and, like...
everybody, but...
80% of the country, yeah.
This is Eurovision, though, and it's back.
Yes, it's back this year. And in the next couple of weeks or so, I will make this announcement here, we will find out what scenario Eurovision 2021 is going to be in.
Right.
So if you remember, there were four different scenarios that the European Broadcasting Union announced and said that, you know, we'll make this decision in late January, early February. And we will find out how it's going to happen. So the best case scenario obviously was option A, which was like normal Eurovision.
Which is absolutely not going to take place.
No, no. Far from it.
I'd be amazed. That would be really stupid.
Yeah, well, it would be.
And the Dutch government wouldn't allow it, wouldn't have thought,
no.
Anyway.
No, I don't
at
think
that
they
point,
would.
Anyway.
No. And then option B was obviously a socially distanced Eurovision.
Possibly.
Which, yeah, maybe.
It depends how the next few months go with everything, because it's the end of May.
Exactly, but they've got to make a decision, sort of.
Oh, yeah. Well, then I think they'd probably go for option three.
Which is? You remember what it is?
Well, isn't it kind of some countries doing it there, some countries doing it in their own at home? I mean, it won't be quite the same. I think 2022 will be back to pretty much a normal Eurovision.
Yeah, now the vaccine rollout's going on.
But no, this year, because it's early-ish in the year, if it was maybe towards the end, like if it was junior Eurovision, I'd think that might be more or less back to normal by then.
Yeah, hopefully.
And it's in France, so they've got pretty good health
care
stuff. So we'll just see how the next... Yeah, but this, because the decision's got to be made by the end of this month, I think they'd be daft to do anything other than make it as safe as possible.
So option D is do exactly like what Junior Eurovision had in November by basically having a satellite pre-recorded version, which could work, though not all countries obviously could go to Rotterdam, not all countries have the production level in their home country. So I'm sure there would have to be some type of, I don't know, it would be something for Eurovision fans to debate.
Even if by then we can travel around Europe a bit more freely, which I hope, Australia, I don't think would be able to travel over to then.
Oh, good God, no.
So that would, they would, she will have to stay in Australia.
Montaigne.
Yeah, she won't be coming over at all.
News about Montaigne, her song could be written by Diane Warren, who wrote songs like the UK entry in 2009 with Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Oh.
It's My Time, Jade Ewan. And then she's also written so many songs for Celine Dion, Whitney Houston, Tina
Who?
Turner.
Who are they?
Who are they?
I'm going to get a slap.
Right. Time to do something random. Speaking of random, Roberto, it's time for you.
It is now time to go into the back catalogue of the Eurovision Song Contest. It is Rob's Random Request.
So everyone, I have a hat full of years from 1956 to 2020 and a hat full of countries from A to Y, and I mix and I match and we get something random.
Yeah, a random Eurovision song.
Yes, it's all started by me about 3 years ago or something, saying to Kieran, oh, play Latvia 1991 or whatever. That wasn't even there then, but you know what I mean.
No.
And Kieran was like, oh, that's a good idea, and then it just kind of springboarded from there, didn't it?
Not that country and year.
No, but I can't remember what the first...
No, Rob.
I can't remember what the first one I did was, really.
Was their first entry. Never mind. Right, come on then, you. Okay. Let's pick a year. And it's...
Ooh, 1960 of the six.
1966. Ah, okay. So this was the contest held in...
Rotterdam or anywhere.
Luxembourg.
Oh, right.
Yes, Luxembourg.
Luxembourg or anywhere.
And it was one... and that was the... And that was the contest which was won by Austria. And that was Erdur Jorgens with Merci Chéri.
Oh, not Conchita.
No, Conchita was 2014.
Probably wasn't even alive then. I don't know how drag queen would have gone down at Eurovision 1966.
Probably down like a living loon, to be fair. Right, we've got 18 countries to pick from, haven't we? Or have we got 20?
No, 14.
Oh, we do. No, 18. Come on, Rob. Are you going to pick a year?
I can't count.
No.
I'm going to pick... I've already picked a year. I'm going to pick a country.
Okay. Yeah, do that.
Silly, isn't he, people? Silly, silly Kieran. Right, okay. So I have a country in my fingertips, which I believe we can play... yes, we can. And it is Italy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We haven't actually picked Italy for ages. So, Dio com ti amo.
Yeah. Dio ti amo. From Domenico Montiuno.
Yeah, and it came last. Got zero, it got nil points, along with Monaco. Well, this is cheerful. It should be, let's hope it's a good song. I'm sure it will be.
It's not. Well, Domenico Montiuno, I hope I pronounced that, Montiuno, was very famous for singing the song at Italy 1950. God, Rob. Italy 1958. With Nel Buda Vinti di Blu Vorare.
Oh, your mum loves that, doesn't she?
Yeah. It's probably the most successful Eurovision song ever.
Oh, even more so than ABBA and...
Waterloo. Yeah, yeah. Well, that propelled ABBA to, obviously, superstars. But, like, every man, woman and child who's an opera singer, and an Italian singer, has sung the song, covered it. And released it and done very well with it. My favourite version of the cover of Vorare, Ne Puoi Dipingere di Blu, was Russell Watson's version.
Which
Which I think I mentioned in last week's show, randomly. I don't know why, or maybe it was in a conversation I had earlier this week.
I thought Russell Watson was a character that Peter Kay portrayed.
That's Geraldine McGuinn. Could you imagine? Geraldine singing that would be so...
Rather than that awful winners song.
Oh, leave it alone. Remember, two up, two down.
Two up, two down, and Arwane. I don't generally find Peter Kay that funny, but that was very good, that fake Britain's Got... What was it called?
Yeah, Britain's Got the Pop Factor and possibly any Jesus Christ superstar Strictly on Ice.
We watched it in a hotel in Germany, and I remember the end where she wins and all the foil comes down onto her and she chokes to death on the foil on the stage because it goes in her mouth. It's just terrible. Anyway, we've digressed as per usual.
Yes.
So, people of the world and Dorset and West Hampshire... It's West Hampshire. Yes, it is West Hampshire. Enjoy Italy 1966 with Dio Com Ti Amo by Domenico Modengo. Yeah, that'll do.
Which means, God, how I love you.
Oh, dear.
Any atheists, cover your ears. It's got to number one in Italy.
I feel myself burning.
Nel cielo passano le nuvole che vanno verso il mare, sembrano fazzoletti bianchi che salutano il nostro amore. Dio, come ti amo, non è possibile avere fra le braccia tanta felicità, baciare le tue labbra che odorano di vento, noi due innamorati come nessun al mondo. Dio, come ti amo,
mi vien da piangere. In tutta la mia vita non ho provato mai un bene così caro, un bene così vero. Chi può fermare il fiume che corre verso il mare? Le rondini nel cielo che vanno verso il sole. Chi può cambiare l'amore? L'amore mio per te. Dio, come ti amo.
That bad, I must admit. Domenico Mongunno with the beautiful song of God, How I Love You, Dio Com Ti Amo, for Italy at the 1966 Eurovision Song Contest, and this week's Rob's Random Request.
It is now time to keep you updated on the latest news, information from Europe's biggest singing competition. This is the Eurovision Showcase News with Kieran Uritotiot.
In Portugal, Festival de Canção 2021, the singers who will be participating will be revealed on January the 20th. Yes, yes, yes. Now, it's also been announced that Daði Freyr, who's representing Iceland at this year's Eurovision Song Contest, will be revealing his song in March. Now, he's already asked the general public via his social media channels to participate in his choir. Yes, that will be on the stage at Eurovision. Very exciting stuff. So, if you want to find out about that, then head over to eurovoir.com. Also, UMK, the Finnish national final, will be held with no audience whatsoever. There will be an empty studio for Finland's national final. The Azerbaijani broadcaster ITV has made an announcement for calls for their singer Effendi and the Eurovision 2021. Yes, the Azerbaijani national broadcaster is looking for songs. They're not going to have a national final by the looks of it. It will be an internal selection. The name of the Greek song that's going to represent Greece at Eurovision, performed by Stefina, is going to be called Last Dance. So there we go. You can now listen to all of the songs participating in the Lithuanian national final, which is called Pandonium Iznail, which means let's try again, the Lithuanian national final. And finally, all three songs for Idan Alen's national final to represent Israel have been announced. It has gone down to La La Love, You La La, and Set Me Free. And I'll give you a short recap of those in just a few moments' time.
For more Eurovision news throughout the week, please head over to our friends at eurovoir.com.
online and on 92.3 FM. This is Forest FM.
So here's a short recap of all the songs in the Israeli national final. This is song number one, La La La. This is song number two, Set Me Free. Song number three for Eden Allen. Ooh la la. Is just a taster of the Israeli National Final 2021 and the three songs vying to represent Israel at the Eurovision Song Contest in Rotterdam in May. Ooh, let's see how they get on. Actually, I'm quite split down the middle about with all three of those songs, wondering how it's going to go. We'll have to wait and see. Okay, time for Mr. James Brett's request. And James has actually informed me earlier this week of a very strong rumour that's going around. He wanted to know if I've heard about the rumours about the UK being represented at Eurovision by the Frock Destroyers from RuPaul's Drag Race UK. Yes, it's unsure who, if they are or not, but as part of their group, Bag of Chips, who we've mentioned before here on the Eurovision Showcase, did collaborate with Sara Aalto, who represented Finland at the Eurovision Song Contest 2018 with the song Monsters. And Bag of Chips and Sara Aalto released a single, and I'm going to play it for you now for James. Thank you very much. Here is When the Sun Goes Down from Sara Aalto featuring Bag of Chips.
I don't wanna be alone, I don't wanna be alone tonight. But I'd rather be alone if you ain't in my zone, it's fine. No more wasting my time, no more focusing my mind, alright. Hear the ring on my phone, leave a message at the tone, bye-bye. Touch me in the right way, will you be there? Will you stick around? Cause I don't wanna get above it.
outside. So will you love me in the morning? Will you love me when the sun goes down? Will you touch me in the right way? Will you be there? Will you stick around? Cause I don't wanna get involved there.
I don't wanna
if you're
get
only gonna
involved.
Run and hide. Will you love me on my worst days? Love me, baby, when the sun goes down.
Girls, look at me. How'd you like my battered sausage tributy? I'm serving up a dish, so a serving thin. Channeling lies, and maybe this time we'll win. Iconic duo, much better than rain. On me, what? Spray the champagne. Masara, Alto, and bag of chips. All you ladies, do it like this.
Cause I've seen way too many women that go for.
Musica Iti, that is from Teresa Kovosia. And Musica Iti means music and me. Yes. And that basically is Yugoslavia's Eurovision entry to the 1972 Eurovision Song Contest in Edinburgh. Yes. And it came... oh, what was the placing there? Oh, I need to get that right. Ninth with 87 points. Yes. Not bad at all. Not bad at all. Right. It is now time for us to dive into the best of the rest. Now, this week, we are going to focus on the United Kingdom National Final of 2003. Heartbreaking for many, many reasons. Yes, the best of the rest is where we showcase a song or an artist or a group of songs which never made it to the grand stage of Eurovision, but probably deserved it. Or at least it deserves to be highlighted here on British radio. Yes, and on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. Yes, of course. So, what we're going to do is we're going to showcase the amazing singer that is Emily Reid. Now, Emily Reid came second in the UK National Final, a Song for Europe, in 2003 and deserved to win. She did. No buts about it. She should have won. And she should have beaten Gemini. But for some reason, the voters of Northern Ireland, Scotland and Wales, etc., just seem to like Gemini more, which I found upsetting and really scary. And look what happened there. So Emily Reid has done really good wonders for herself. You can find out more about Emily Reid on her website, emilyreidsinger.com. She is a wedding singer, tribute artist. She's also a vocal coach. You can learn to sing with Emily Reid. It's pretty amazing. And she's relatively local. I'm sure she's in Surrey. So just to make you aware, that is a real thing. So we're going to play two songs from Emily Reid's album. Yes, and Emily Reid's album is called Over the Rainbow. So I'm sure you can purchase it on her website, because I did a little while ago. Anyways, let's move on to the song that should have represented the United Kingdom at the Eurovision 2003 in Riga, Latvia. Here is the song Help Me by Emily Reid.
The one that mattered somehow. I'm tearing at the seams, and now as memories awaken, you're all that I see. I pretend the one beside you is me. You try for some reasons, and I wonder what they mean. Yet somehow, as everything changes, it all seems the same. 'Cause I can't forget these feelings you've given to me. And help me to stay, will you stay? 'Cause I wanna say,
Oh, it pains me to know that didn't go to Riga. And what could have been? She could have saved us from Nilpwa. What did you do, the British public? How dare you? Right, here is a cover of this epic song, as we remember, who was originally sung by Mary Wells in the United States. Yes, here is Emily Reid with My Guy.
Nothing you could say could tear me away from my God. Nothing you could do, cause I'm stuck like glue to my God. I'm sticking to my God like a stem to a lid, like birds of a feather we stick together. I'm standing from the start, I kept the torn apart from my God.
It's time for Live and Kicking, a part of the show where we play a song live from Eurovision itself, and we just can squeeze in a goodbye. So I hope you take care of yourselves. Yes, stay safe and look after one another, respect one another, love one another, be kind, take care. Arrivederci, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, Wiesla, Dobizenia, Gornacht, adios, and I'll see you very soon. Here is Estonia 2015 live from the Wiener Stadthalle. Yes, in Vienna, Austria. Here is Dig Resta and Alina Born with Goodbye to Yesterday, Estonia 2015. This is a masterpiece. Bye!
I woke up at 6 a.m. My eyes were closed, but my mind was awake. Pretended I was breathing in a deep sleep pace. Got dressed so quietly. I was frozen by the jingle of my keys at the door. As I got outside, a smile to the dog. I didn't wanna wake you up. My life was never gonna be enough. So I took my things and got out of the way. Now, girl,
why did you?
my life was never gonna be enough. But so I took my things and got out of your way now, girl.
Why didn't you wake me up? I'm pretty sure I would have told you to stop. Let's try again and say goodbye. Goodbye to yesterday.
I didn't want to wake you up. My life was never gonna be enough. So I took my things.